For this period of sitting, letting the body fully stabilize in the chosen posture, stabilizing in the sense of relaxing into the stillness and silence. It's very important to never force the body to be still. It's simply about relaxing, allowing, opening into the stillness and silence. This opening into the silence will naturally stabilize the body. Not to make anything special out of sitting still or sitting silently. Rather, the simple openness into the silence and stillness. So even the fingertips, the toes, the palms of the hands and bottoms of the feet are relaxing into the silence and stillness. Mahatma Gandhi said, "Do not confuse the habitual with the natural." Sitting naturally, not forced, not contrived, but just simply bodies sitting together in the afternoon, quietness and stillness. In the quietness and stillness of body, the spontaneous rhythmic flow of the breathing becomes easier to notice. In the same way that the heart, the heart organ is beating spontaneously, naturally. So too the opening into the natural breath, the natural rhythmic flow of breath. So what this means then is that there's no right or wrong way to breathe. But rather this how the breath is in fact breathing itself. No right or wrong place to observe the breath, but rather, where is the breath most clear in the body? Body is always breathing as long as it's alive. It's alive via the breath. And not just noticing that breath is occurring, but the nature of the breathing means that it's always changing. There's nothing solid in the breath, it's just a flow of sensations. Sometimes it's more shallow, other moments it's deeper. Sometimes it feels softer, other times it's harder. Sometimes it's smooth, other moments it's rough. And so it goes. It's ever changing. Every breath is new. Every breath appears and disappears. Every breath is impermanent. So the body is sitting in relative stability, relaxed or relaxing into the silence and stillness. The breath is appearing all on its own and disappearing spontaneously on its own. As and when thoughts may appear, and there's a noticing of thinking. Noticing is mindfulness. Simply notice the thinking. Notice that thinking's happening. And return to the breathing. Firmly but gently. Without struggle, without conflict, simply return or connect to the breath again. The thinking mind is very much like a puppy that wants to jump around. If you hold on to it too tight, if you put the leash too tight, it rebels, creates tension and discomfort. If you let the puppy jump all over the place, just let it freely roam. And the mind is just discursive and unfocused. In between too tight and too loose is something called right effort or right energy. It's the effort or energy to closely pay attention, to observe without interfering. and in this moment now, these moments, to redirect from the thinking back to the breathing. Just for now, experiment. Just for now, experimenting in this way. So as well, body sensations and parts of the body distinct from the breath experience, they may arise spontaneously on their own. Attention may be drawn into them. Simply noticing as and when this may be happening. And again, without struggle, without conflict, without interfering. Simply just return to the breathing. Just experiment in this way for now. And as was mentioned before, also at times another experience arises, which is simply the arising of sounds. Sounds and the hearing of sounds. Again, simply noticing as and when sounds arise. Noticing their impermanent, changing nature, and returning to the breathing. So it looks like, in a way, a choice is being made, or choices are being made to focus on breath and not other things. It appears that way. And yet, even as the breath is prioritized and other experiences are arising, the truth of what's happening keeps unfolding. There's the allowance, the non-interfering awareness of what's unfolding. There's the appearance of what we call choice to prioritize or return to breath. Relaxing into the silence and stillness, it can become clear that there's nowhere to go. And inside there being nowhere to go, there's the possibility of seeing that there's nothing to get. What's actually happening is the possibility of openness. Openness and a natural, uncontrived intimacy. You could call it a sensitivity or a receptivity if you like. The feeling of aliveness. The energy of life.